You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
I'm super, super excited for another leader interview. And this one is going to be amazing. One of my very favorite people on planet Earth. She is incredible. And so I'm excited for you to hear more from her. We've had her on, we've had her on our different stages. She has over 20 years experience in the network marketing space. She is one of the top speakers in the industry. She's been one of the top earners since 2016. She's built a team of over 100,000 individuals, which is a lot if you think about it. It's a lot if you don't think about it. But she is just so cool and so awesome. And she's always doing fun, cool experiences. I see her like water skiing and all kinds of stuff. And she's a dancer, of course. And so please help me welcome Denny Robinson. Denny, what's going on?
Hey, Ray. So fun to be with you today. And gosh, I love that that memory popped up that we were together just a few years ago and snapped that great picture. And that was you and I at, was that A&MP or was that maybe at your own event?
It's interesting because I know that the events were kind of close. I think the one most recently was A&MP as far as timeline. So I think that was A&MP. So how have you been? What's new with you?
So good, Ray. So good. Tom and I have four grown children and we have 10 grandchildren now.
Wow.
And so we did Grammy and Papa last weekend and we're going camping with some of the other ones this weekend and just love the freedom and flexibility that this profession provides. Amazing.
That's so awesome. Talk to me about how, you know, you've been in the industry for a little bit. How did you get introduced to network marketing? How did you get introduced and what initially attracted you?
Sure. Well, Ray, just the 30,000 foot really quick flyover view. I grew up in Montana, one of seven children. We were just raised to work, had to buy all of my own toiletries by age 12, my own clothes by age 14. Had a little sister that was killed at 15. My boyfriend was in a car accident at 16, became a quadriplegic. Life was kind of tough. And I took 2 years of high school in one, and my parents dropped me off at college completely on my own at 17. And then by 19, I was married. And before we were 20, we had our first child. And Tom and I were living in a 40-foot travel trailer in Afton, Wyoming. 366 people on the how many people are in the town. And I went to a Tupperware party. And we didn't have a lot of money. And I just wanted the free stuff. And they said, you do six parties and you get the free stuff. And I went, well, that's what I'm going to do that. Then I went to a meeting and found out that managers drove company cars. And I said, well, that's what I want to do. And within over 2 months, I had my first company car. And I told Tom, you know, I think I can make some money at this. So if you'll go back to college, you know, I can put you through. And because of that, Ray, I put him through college and graduate school. And we came out of graduate school with no debt and money in the bank. And during that with direct sales. And but I remember being in Dallas years later, and I was a top manager in the nation. And but here's the interesting thing, everyone. In that structure, it was direct sales. And I had to kind of start my business five different times in cold markets. And I had to leave my people. You didn't just get to keep your organization and move wherever you want globally like we get to these days.
Right.
And, you know, Ray, I had to start in cold markets as a young woman. And what that meant at that time, you guys, there was no social media. Being social media was the 3-foot rule. It was, you know, if someone was within 3 feet of me, I spoke to them. And if not, I moved a little closer. And I got really good at making friends. I would go friend finding, go to neighborhoods, knock on doors, you know, look for swing sets and nice people. And that's what I did. But I remember sitting in Dallas with a bunch of people at my level saying, you know, if this is one of those network marketing things, we'd all be doing much better. Because even though I was a top manager in the nation, I had promoted people who, because they weren't moving, even did better than I did. And then, you know, years later, I got involved in my first network marketing company, and it was with a health company. And the thing about it, Ray, is I was able to start to change people's lives. And in a lot of years of selling Tupperware, no one ever came up to me with tears in their eyes and said, "Denny Robinson, thank you so much. You keep my food so fresh." And that I loved, you could start to build a team, you know, around the world, perhaps in whatever countries that you were involved in. I also found out in my first real foray into network marketing, you can have a great company, a great product, but if you don't have the right corporate structure, things can kind of fall apart. And I think for me, Ray, one thing about me is I have to believe with my whole heart in what I'm doing.
Sure.
And now, you know, years later, had one child when I first got started into direct sales. I had one grandchild when I got started in this current company, and now I have 10. And so I think now I have kind of this clarifying vision. Just like we do as you grow your children and you grow an organization, what consistency, persistence, you know, doing the do every day and teaching your children how the right skills and teaching an organization how to raise them to be adults is very worth it. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's so, what an amazing story. That's so cool. And you and you and Tom have now been married for, What
36 years.
36 years. That's amazing. That's so incredible. That's awesome. That's really, really cool. So I guess the question would be, I have a question for you, and I don't know the answer to this. Do you, so you've achieved massive success, 100,000 in your organization, making amazing money, incredible money. Do you still recruit? Do you still talk to people? Do you still prospect?
I still do. You know, one thing is I always tell people, I'm not ready just to be a history teacher, you know, and I will never ask anybody to do something that I'm not currently doing or really have done successfully. But you know, Ray, one thing I often talk to Tom about, which, and my husband still owns a large accounting firm. It's amazing, you know, awesome. So he still continue to do that. But he'll often tell me, "Denny, do you understand what you've been able to accomplish?" And I often tell people I have a, you know, he's got a master's degree. I have a PhD, a public high school diploma, and 2 years of college. But because of network marketing, I've been able to create an MBA, you know, a massive bank account, right? Which Ray, it's what I love about this profession. Yeah. It doesn't matter if you come from Yale or Yale, how old you are, how young you are, like I was. Your level of education, I believe if you've got dreams unfulfilled, I think you have to like people. But there is an income level for whatever output level that you would like to be engaged in. And
very well said.
That's just really what it comes down to. And so, yeah, I'm still currently out there, you know, doing the do. You know, I just don't just talk the talk. I'm out there walking the walk and doing the do.
That's awesome. Good for you. And I don't know if you see the comments or not, but Heather Baum says, "She just sold me product last week. I'm a new customer."
She did. I love that. And hey, I love wellness products. And I think some of the most incredible products there are in network marketing companies. And I'm all into anti-aging at, you know, 55 this summer. And I just love taking care of our bodies because just like you and Jessica, I want to be out there dancing for a long, long time.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. And that's, you know, it's interesting because, you know, I've heard so many people over the years say, you know, things like, how many people I got to recruit? And, you know, the answer is, I mean, hey, if you believe in your product, why would you stop? And so I love that you really herald that philosophy. What would you say to the person out there that maybe they've been, you know, they have the dreams like you had when you started, but they're just not seeing results yet. Like what were some suggestions for them?
Well, I think it comes down to, you know, once you decide that you're, you know, I just decided my future wasn't based on one person's no, 10 people, 100 people, 1,000 people, people's no. And I was never going to let that one no of 10 seconds ruin my joy or where I'm going. You know, Tom will often say, "Denny, when you get focused on something, you kind of like a horse with blinders on." And I just knew that there were people out there who were hoping and praying for a difference in their life. And they just didn't happen to know yet that it was going to come in what I was willing, had to offer. And, you know, it was funny. I was just listening to a podcast. And I'll just kind of reiterate this, because I think, because you just said it, it says, you know, when you really understand that you are the answer to, and if you have the solution to someone else's problem, you have an opportunity on your hand. And that's what I feel like every single day, Ray. I mean, I feel like I have an answer to someone else's needs with what I do, what I have, and what I know. And that's not an ego-based thing. That's simply that I simply know that. And I have a gift that I offer to people. Now, what they do with that gift is up to them. And I think that's the other thing, is most people take, they let the ego control that no. They're like someone saying no to me. Guys, Ray, just like you, I mean, I have flown literally around the world numerous times. And I have never seen any of the stewardesses go crying back when I say, you know, no, thank you, that I don't want something that they have. They're just going down the aisle. And so, and I think, Ray, I think if you and I talked about all the no's that we have, we'd probably both be over in fetal position, you know, in our room.
Yeah, for sure. No, I love that. You know, and on another side of that too, is I love what you said in that, hey, what they do with it is up to them.
Exactly.
And I think too often people will, you know, evaluate themselves based on what people will do with the opportunity, and they'll, you know, they'll stop themselves before they've reached, you know, the person that's ready. Mm-hmm. Right? And I saw people that, I mean, I remember having people on my team that were there for 2 or 3 years hanging out before they really took off. If I evaluated after 6 months, I would have thought, man, I really suck. But you know, you can't take that. You can't do the work for them. Can you talk about that? Do you ever see that stop people?
Oh my gosh, all the time. You know, literally, I have people that I have followed up with for years who become some of the biggest leaders in my organization.
Awesome.
I can tell you that for me, I kind of have this little thing is, you know, I just every day I pray, whom can I help and whom can I serve? And literally, Ray, people serendipitously show up. And if it was you that day, I mean, I would probably tell you, you know what, you're the person I was supposed to talk to today. And again, what you do with that is up to you. But what I don't do is I try to keep relationships open. Now, what I see often, I mean, I even had my upline who would tell me, Denny, why do you keep talking to that person, you know, months later? Yeah. And I just said, you know, I just, again, I have this thing. If someone's name is placed upon my heart and my mind, I'm going to call them. Now, there have been people where I've got off the phone and I'm like, I'm never going to call them again. But, you know, again, months later, I just, and I'm so grateful because some of them, I just knew if they could see and know what I knew, they could change countless lives. And many of them who have come in years later, but what I didn't do, Ray, and you've seen this happen, is many people got so fixated on that person. If only they would come in.
Right.
I just kept moving forward and my organization continued to grow. My checks were growing. And literally, I mean, I tell people, I would love to work with you. I want you, but I don't need you to be successful. You know, I want them. And I think that that's kind of attractive to people.
Yeah.
And especially when you follow up on what you just said.
Yeah.
Because I just kept out there looking for people who were looking for me, who believed their health and their financial dignity was their responsibility, not their, you know, their doctors or governments, or their employers or whatever. And people have shown up by doing that.
I love that. Yeah, I said it very similar, but I would say, hey, I'm doing this with or without you. I'd love to do it with you.
I'd love to do it with you. Right. Yeah.
I'd love to do it with you. I'd love to do it with or without you, just so you're aware.
So you're aware. And I mean, I'll even tell people yes, tell me no, but don't tell me maybe. And I'll say, I really want you to be very clear about what you might be saying no to, because I don't want you to come to me years later. I mean, I literally have had people who maybe have gotten in the beginning who've come to me later and said, thank you so much. Because, you know, we're a hybrid binary. And they've said, I mean, that's real estate. That's been the most incredible piece of real estate investment they could have ever gotten involved in for them, 40 flipping dollars, you know?
Right, right.
And, you know, Ray, even for me at this point where I've been with my company now for 11 years, building for 10,
yeah.
At this point in our life, I didn't need to do it. I mean, I told you that my husband owns a large CPA firm.
Yeah.
So for me, it was about, I believed in the product and I really believed in the vision of this company. And I said to myself, you know, with or without Denny Robinson, this company's going to go somewhere.
Right.
You know, that's when it wasn't sure of myself, but I can tell you, I was pretty sure about the vision of this founder. And I said, I want to be a part of it. And even at this point, Ray, I sometimes, as I've traveled the world, as you have, and I remember vividly being over in Sweden, and even though they speak 5 languages or more, was translated in Swedish. But the emotion that we see when people often talk about your products or what it's done is universal.
Yeah.
And I remember just starting to cry, like, you know, just like a little girl, thinking, because I opened my mouth in little podunk Spokane, Washington, this is what's happening. And I always tell people the goal of network marketing is to plant a seed and water it well, you guys, that can grow into a tree and leave shade for generations. And to know that you guys, you have the ability to be such a conduit for good.
Yeah.
You know, I look at what started for me as a young woman, being able to change lives unborn in my own family. And now even with the 10 grandchildren, to see, you guys, what happens when you are diligent. And you will not, the only way that you change your life and the future of your family and your loved ones is if you go out there and change the lives of other people. And it's just such a pure form of business to me, Ray, right, that we get to do something so far beyond ourselves. That's pretty exciting.
For sure, for sure. I just want to share, there's a couple of fun comments. Jennifer says, I like this woman.
Thank you.
Here's my current favorite. You can be a talk show host. that's pretty
middle
cool.
On the road, Ray. The Ray and Denny show.
Yes, yes. So final question. I wanted to ask you, what's something that you know that you wish someone who hasn't created success knew? Like what's something you've been able to experience and learn that you just wish that person that is on the verge of quitting, that person that just hasn't pushed through just yet, what's you know, one or two things that you really wish they would understand?
You know, I think that some of the most powerful words that will ever come out of your mouth first is, I can do that. But also I can tell you that every successful person will tell you is it's worth it. You know, Ray, my daughter, who you know, who's a diamond in my company, had cancer when she was 12, 2 little children now, who works with me in the business and has been able to create a great income working from home. She came to me years ago and said, Mom, do you think I could do what you do? And she had wanted nothing to do with network marketing because my kids saw me on the phone, right? They saw me doing the things that aren't so fun and they're not glamorous. And she said to me one day, she goes, I would love to be able to stay home with my kids later, but you know, Mom, I love the person that you've become.
Wow.
In all of this. And she was living in Nashville when she got started. And one night, Ray, she called me and it was probably 9 o'clock at night, 9:30. And she was crying and she wanted, and she's like, you know, I drove the hour to the meeting in the rain and the nobody came. You guys, we've all had that happen.
Yep.
And she's like, Mom, maybe I'm just not cut out for this. Maybe I should just go back to my corporate job. She has a bachelor's degree. She had a great corporate job. And I said, you know, I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry that happened to you, because that might be the first time, but it won't be the last. And more than that is, you're going to have people in your organization who that very same thing happens to. And I said, honey, it's most of the time that I see people like that who just say, I can't do it. It's too hard. No one listens to me. You guys, hey, even at times, my family, everyone thinks that, oh, all of your family should be in your company. Nope, not anybody. You know, and shortly after that, Ray, she went diamond. And most of the time, as you know, people are out there, you know, with their pick and they all they can see is the wall, but they never know how close they are to that next person. The other thing is, Ray, sometimes I know you and I mean, you literally can go to a meeting one night and there's like two people there. Mm-hmm. And because of those connections, you literally, and it's happened to me, where I've literally opened a new country. And because you never know where that one conversation is going to take you. And I remember back when I got started years ago in Spokane, I started doing a once a week luncheon, Ray. And I made a decision to myself. It didn't matter if one person started to come, five or 10, I was going to talk to that one person because I could either be on the phone or whatever. And that totally launched my whole career in doing those meetings when I made a decision that I was going to talk to the one, because again, you never know where that conversation is going to go. And now because of social media, like Heather, you just never know where one person and their influence telling somebody else might take you. So you guys just don't give up because it's worth it.
Oh man. Amen. That was powerful. That was powerful. Well, thank you so much. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to hop on here. Really appreciate you. Great information. Amazing comments. People are blown away. And make sure you follow Denny on social media. She posts some really fun stuff. So is it barefoot skiing you do, or what is it you do?
We do wake surfing. And you know, that was, for those of you who are thinking it's hard, last year during the pandemic, you know, I wasn't traveling around the world. And I decided that I was going to do something hard. And I was going to learn a new skill. And you know what? I'm really grateful for that because it reminded me what it feels like to really suck. And I have a video. I should show it. I have clips of me, bam, 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 falling down so many times. And then you're kind of like surfing a little bit. And then, but I can tell you, I don't even know how many hours I spent doing it. But that's often what you all see. You see us up there surfing the wave and it looks all cool. But for every leader that you see their success and their glory, you don't know the story of how many times they face planted, they've cried, they've, and how many times even, Ray, I know that, you know, I would go like, I quit for tonight, you know, and you just go to bed. But guess what? You guys, you're your own boss and you get to hire yourself back up. Ray, one more thing I want to tell you guys, my husband, again, a large accounting firm, and he has a lot of people who come in and they buy businesses, really, you know, for millions of dollars in hopes that they will get a return in years to come.
Yes.
And when people say that they've made an investment in their company, he'll often say, Denny, that's not an investment. You know, they bought some product. You guys, the investment that you will pay is in the time. Again, he'll often say, Denny, do you understand what you've been able to do with just your cell phone and your laptop computer? I mean, he's literally said, you have become my most profitable client because you don't have the high overhead. You don't have the employees.
Right.
And you have this freedom, which I don't see any of my other profitable people like that have. And you guys, that's what any of you can create. Yeah. But, you know, I tell Rafe, as you know, you can't microwave what I've done over decades. You guys, crockpot meals always taste a lot better than microwave. But I'm not suggesting you can't do it faster, because you can, because of the incredible format of social media.
Right.
But you're still going to have to put in the time.
Yeah. No, I mean, you're so right. I remember there was a guy in our company, and this was a few years ago, and he had 76 Domino's franchises. For one Domino's franchise, it's $250,000. And in the paperwork, they tell you it's a 10-year return on investment.
Yeah.
So in 10 years, you should make your first dollar of profit. And like, what if you went to people and said, hey, it's $40, but I'll take you 10 years to make a profit? It would actually be a much better deal.
Seriously, you guys. So it's putting the time. And the other thing, Ryan, you see this every day. The master key to any of your ultimate success in network marketing will be the person that you become. And that's one thing I'm most grateful for, because that young...
And to have your daughter say that, I mean, that's awesome.
But even for me to see that young 20-year-old woman compared to who I am now and who I hopefully only aspire to be like. And sometimes as I'm in town, even I see women who are, with my education, I should be working at retail or
I didn't finish high school on time. So, retail may reject me. I don't know.
And I'm so grateful for this profession who has allowed me to grow into an income, because you guys, I got to tell you, your growth, your personal growth will start. It will really match your income and who you become. So put in the time.
That's so true. Denny Robinson, everyone. Absolutely amazing. Feel free to share this, drop a comment, and just really appreciate you. Thank you for coming on. Thanks for sharing all that wisdom.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Wish you all the best.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.